Today's man law. Women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate the knowledge of the game and the ability to pick a buffalo wing clean.
Do they have to break the buffalo wing apart, or do they just got to, you know, do it with their oral dexterity? How's that work? No rule there?
I don't even want to attempt to touch that.
All right, man. Well, we won't.
Oral dexterity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's, you know, you think about it, that's really what it is. But anyway, one last thing that I'm going to be making down there at camp. And do you pronounce it Gouda or Gouda?
Depends on who you are.
Right.
But the Dutch say Gouda.
Right. It's a cheese. Anyway, yep. We'll call it Gouda for you people that aren't Dutch that are then listening here.
How do you pronounce it?
Right. Gouda. Because I'm a Dutch guy. But anyway, you can buy this smoked Gouda cheese, and or you can smoke it yourself if you want to get on a cold smoker. But I cheated. I bought smoked cheese. And you're going to take some butter, some flour, and 3/4 cup of beer. Now, this is the wild card, because if you want it mild, you're going to use a lager. If you want a little zip to it, you might throw some IPA in there and just get another little flavor profile with the hops. I'm going to use M43, which is a sweeter beer that is a cloudy. And kind of a, what is it? I'm lost for the word, Bob. Help me out. What style is the M43?
New England.
Yes, a New England IPA. Thank you. But it's got a little bit sweeter profile. I'm going to be using that. Some milk, some dried. You can find this on the internet. This is not my recipe, but I've made it many times. And I even put a dash of hot sauce in it to give it a little zip.
I would tell you that I would use a beer that nobody wants, because it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. If somebody leaves a Miller Lite at my house or something like that, that's what's going in it.
Right.
Because you just want to get rid of it.
Right. Well, and to Bob's point, what you're trying to do is thin the cheese a little bit. Because you put butter, flour, and milk in there in addition to the cheese. And you want to get it so it's a dip, it's not a ball.
Right.
Right. And that's what we're looking for. And I'm probably going to throw that in a crock pot and just turn it on low and let it set all night. People go in there with a spoon, and we're going to serve it with a soft pretzel. So, and I will put those on a smoker to bake them a little bit to get them hot. And I mean, I'm not.
And you could even use a regular Gouda. You could use cheddar. You wouldn't have to do smoked cheese.
Right.
But if you want a smoke profile, of course,
right.
then
yep.
you do.
But that's
but,
it.
You know, like my wife doesn't like too much smoked of anything. So I would probably just make it regular or make two of them.
Yeah. I'm a grilling guy. I want a smoky flavor, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I cook for other people.
Yeah. Well, they're eating my food. Right. They expect it.
Or you're hoping half of them don't
right,
eat.
Right. Yeah. All right. All right, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, maybe got a tip or two, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.